Rolling.
Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Here's your host, Dirk Hemgoff.
Thanks a lot, Mitch Lank. We've got Michigan Tech basketball coming up Thursday night against arch-rival Northern Michigan down at Northern Michigan. It's the final two games of the regular season, final game for each squad as we get set for the playoffs to start for basketball next week. And Wes Fromm joins us here on Huskies Drive Time. No hockey this coming weekend, and but we're doing a lot of scoreboard watching, I would think. Right, Wes? Hold on there. Sorry.
We might just do that. Kind of a weird deal with the off weekend, the next to last weekend of the regular season. So we got to painfully watch other teams get points and move up the standings towards us. And the good news is we put ourselves in a spot where, even if some other teams do get some points, we'll still be, I think, controlling, where we're going to go in the playoffs, by our results against Minnesota State. Obviously very tough to do, but at least we're going to have a say in it and not be hoping for help as we go into that last weekend.
Yes, and the basketball team's getting set, as we said, to host. Do we know yet for sure that both teams will be hosting?
Yeah, both teams are for sure hosting quarterfinal games. I think both have the appropriate lead on the fifth place team. And the tiebreakers and all that stuff. So, actually, the women's team is tied for the best record in the league right now with Wayne State. And, Wayne, for some reason, has kind of fallen apart here at the end of the season.
Yeah, interesting. And, hey?
Three losses in a row, I think. So, we have an opportunity to, if we win and they lose, then we would be the number one seed heading into the GLIAC tournament and host the GLIAC Final Four. So, or if we go in as the number two seed and they lose that quarterfinal game, there's some scenarios where we could host the GLIAC Final Four here, which would be phenomenal. Certainly not something that we're counting on at this point. The good news is we're right there. We got a chance to tie for another GLIAC North Division Championship, which I think would be 11 of them. So great season for the women's basketball team as they've kind of battled their way through. And there's not a we thought Wayne State was the team to beat and the dominant team, and they've kind of fallen off here lately. There's really not a dominant team in women's basketball in our conference this year, and it may be that it's ripe for the taking. And with only one game to go in the regular season in the playoffs, we're right down on it here. So and for the men's team, they're, I think, in fourth place right now overall, second place in the North Division, but they have the fourth best record in the league, so they've locked in a home game. And so we don't, just much like, the hockey standings, we don't know exactly who they'll be hosting or where they'll be seated exactly, but we do know they both clinched home games.
And how about the men's tennis team? I mean, we knew they were good coming in. They had such a great year last year, but, really, really impressive.
Yeah, good to see them get off to a good start. The three teams they played, you don't know yet because it's early, but, where they'll finish in the standings. But always good to get road wins for them, and they beat Lake Erie 9-0, Malone 8-1, and Walsh 6-3. So good start for Kevin Kalanick's men's tennis team, and they'll have a weekend off before they go to Hilton Head. So I feel terrible for those guys having to go down there to play some tennis coming up here during spring break.
All right, and it's Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ, and we'll be talking basketball when we come back here on the Dirk side.